So they're asking us to take a moment's breath. And so the moment's breath is just acknowledging that our higher dwelling place has arrived. Obviously, it's always present, but we're the ones that still tend to deny it at times. So they're helping us to move mountains. Now, they say move mountains to just sort of give us a visual, give us like a place of understanding. What we're, because when we think of moving mountains, we think of making the impossible possible. So the impossible just has to do with past reflection. It has to do with our belief. It has to do with constriction, limitation of what we have allowed. So as we will receive our light, as we will receive our holy obligation. So you want to remember, sometimes we feel obligated to go to a party, obligated to call our mother. Our true obligation is to our self-worth, to our own self-respect, to our own obligation, because what we're doing is, of course you want to come here, buddy. What we're doing is we're saying yes to our, they're saying our God interest. I was going to say our God self. They're saying our God interest. So we want to remember the most important commodity, the most important auxiliary, you okay, baby? Apparatus, tuning fork, is our own ascension path. What we do for one, meaning when we stay plugged in, when we do our homework, they're showing me the Wheel of Fortune card. So in English, it's our destiny. When we acknowledge the most important place we can turn, always and forever, is an alignment with our own commodity, with our own truth, with our own awareness. This is the gift that keeps on giving, because then we bring forth the best broadcast, then we bring forth the best advice, the best hand-holding, whatever it is that we think we're obligated to another. The greatest truth, the greatest gift, the greatest unfoldment is when we take that time for self-pleasuring. So self-pleasuring is being one with our column of light. They're saying standing under the umbrella of truth, of holiness, because this is where we're learning how to be obligated to our higher council. Now, our higher council is with us simultaneously in all moments, but we are asked to take that breath, to return, to unite, to engage, to trust, to come into simultaneous consent. So that means there's no longer separation in our own understanding of self. So as we will receive these energies with delight, as we will receive our truth, as we will receive our homecoming, we come under the umbrella of faith. Now this is faith in our own higher council, our own divine essence that's broadcasting to us, in good measure. So when I say good measure, it's almost like, you know, feel the beat, feel the tempo, like as if like, you know, you're at a concert or whatever, and you can feel the speaker vibrating under your feet. So this is the good measure. It's a constant, it's a continuous. What we're learning to do is to practice, to get in alignment with that union, to get in alignment with that truth, with that wholeness. Now, this is what's going to help us to break free. And you may be thinking, I don't need to go anywhere. I don't need to break free. I'm perfectly okay where I am. Well, we are and we're not, because we are in terms of leading this limited focus. Not to downplay anyone's fantastic life, but there's limitation to it because it's separation consciousness. So when we allow that liberal pleasure, when we allow that full advancement, we open up to true provisions. This is where our lives can turn on a dime. This is where we didn't see possibilities yesterday, where tomorrow, suddenly it's a brand new world, because we can conceive it to be that. So what we're opening up to is our own treasure chest of love. In English, how we take ourselves, how we, who we are, who we take ourselves to be. So as we allow ourselves to ignite that sacred flame, as we allow ourselves to advance in our holy recognition, this means seeing our whole self, as we will see, as we will stream, as we will consent, as we will permit. So you kind of think, why wouldn't I want that? Why do I have to go through all this effort to make this happen? It has to do with the fact that we've been dreaming a lower stance. In other words, where we have been trained to focus leaves us empty. So it's like you solve one problem, here comes another. It's good until it isn't. So this is what leaves us empty, where we think everything's good and then comes something sideways we couldn't expect. So as we open up to our divinity, to our holy presence, we come of age, because now everything is one. So whatever it is that we need, whether we know whatever our next step is, whatever problem arrives by consciousness, everything's coming to us by consciousness. As we align with our holy remembrance, well, guess what? We're good to go. So they're asking us to receive our heavenly bliss. Heavenly bliss is the energetic alignment of truth. So again, we have our higher counsel that's coming into alignment, coming into greater quickening communication, so that we travel with the light, we travel with our remembrance, we travel like in first degree or first class or whatever verbiage rings true for you. But you want to receive that delightful note. And so that note is a vibrational consent. It's a vibrational agreement that we come, they're saying we come together at last. Because as we will allow this truth to be told, so the truth to be told in our chakra system, the truth to be told in our cellular expression, the truth to be told in our own obligation to self, our own recognition of self, we turn on our own light. And from there, we remember. We remember our holiness. We remember our entitlement. So once we understand what we're entitled to, we're not waiting for someone else to bring it to us. We manifest it, because remember, we're an extension of the divine. So we've been creating at a separation, and we seem to do a good job of that. So now we're creating out of our holy remembrance. We're creating out of our divinity. So whatever it is that is going to bring forth your best, bring forth the highest achievement. So this is where we allow that light to guide, because we may be thinking too small. We may be settling, because again, you know, take what you can get, you know, take what you can get. So this is the old mentality. This is the old lifestyle. And so as we will open up to further advancement, further allowance, we allow ourselves to receive the gifts of true occurrence, true memory. Now the memory is our true ascension status. Because remember, we're the light workers that are here to embody the Christ flame, to embody our holiness. So you want to remember that our higher awareness is here, set to go. So it's almost like you arrive and someone's like, okay, let me know when you're ready, because I'm going to hand it to you. I'm just going to keep handing it to you. So we want to feel that. We want to feel like there's a tandem approach, that we're not doing this in the singular. We're not doing this all by ourselves, that we're good to go. So it's like you stand on that rock and I'm going to hand you the rope. And then I'm going to hand you the chisel. I'm going to hand you. So the more that we understand that we're working in tandem, we're opening up to our holy remembrance, we're choosing a new way, if you will. Now, this is important, because sometimes we kind of get a little stuck in just looking around being like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Well, of course, because we've outgrown the old landscape. So it's not about trying to solve it from the old approach. So you're recognizing time to change, time for liftoff, time for expansion, time for arrival. So as we will receive our light, as we will receive our holy remembrance, they're saying our light, and this is significant. We're not receiving something that isn't our own essence. We're not receiving something that isn't already due us. We're standing on the rock saying, okay, I'm ready. So as we will allow that fullness of expansion, so at this time, you should be feeling, if you're not, imagine that it's there, just that simple intention that we're holding more light, that your auric field is filled with light, that you're feeling the peace that passes all understanding in whatever measure. So just the intention, just your permission to arrive at your truth. Now this is important because when the truth comes, the linear self may not want to welcome it, may not want to hear it at all, because truth sometimes means change. But as we quicken in gladness, truth means betterment. Truth means this is why I'm here. This is why I'm here. To awaken consciousness through my own awakening, through my own establishment, through my own recognition and desire to be one with my own holy self. So as we will receive the light, they keep showing this to me over and over. And it's so cute because I had natural birth and I never had a sonogram. But nevertheless, I keep seeing this sonogram because it represents birth. This is our birth. This is our birth. This is our extension. Receiving our holy administration. In other words, receiving our glory. Our glory. Not another master's glory outside of us. Our glory. Let us receive in completion. Completion means the very last step that's required is already in the first step. So when we say yes, when we agree, we're not agreeing to the first step, we're agreeing to the last step and all those steps in between. So when you receive that download, it's all there, simultaneous. So this is where we're taking that quantum approach. We're learning how to release that linear timeline. That's how we can step over time. That's how we can jump timelines. We're not waiting. We're not waiting for permission. We're not waiting for old lifestyle. We're not waiting for the clock to turn, the calendar to turn its pages. We're not waiting for any of that because all of that is mind. It's all belief. It's simply a concept. So as we develop that oneness with our own availability that resides outside of that formula, outside of those provisions, we open up our stardom. We open up our heavenly best. So as we will receive this light, again, imagine, picture, feel, assume, declare victory. Victory is, it's already done. It's already done. It doesn't mean that you still don't have steps. It doesn't mean that you may not have things to learn, things to release, things to forgive. But it's already done because I've said yes. I have said yes to the completion, to that very last step in the here and now. Let us receive. Let us receive in totality of claim. In other words, all of it. Do you want one holiday present or would you like the six? All of it. I'll take all six. This is important because some of us, we're do-gooders. You know, we don't want anyone to suffer. So I'll do without and make sure there's enough for everyone. We want to release this. The more that we can bring forth the land of milk and honey, the more that we can bring forth the awareness that there's no limitation It's ongoing abundance, ongoing fruitfulness, ongoing alignment. The more we declare that, the more that we understand this, the faster everyone will come up to speed. So some of us, again, have had the vows of poverty and I'll do without because of the awakened heart, because of the open heart. But we want to shift that and allow full establishment, full claim. Let me demonstrate what's possible for everybody. Without weight. No need to wait. The last step is here now. Let us receive. Someone's praying, I don't know if it's present or on the recording, you're praying like, it's actually a financial need. So I don't know if you just want your bills paid or whatever it is. You're actually thinking too small. It's like you don't just want to fish for the night. You want to know how to fish every night. So what you really want is that avalanche of abundance. So that would be an ongoing financial prosperity. So a new job, a new client, new skill level, something where it's ongoing. It's not going to just take care of the three bills sitting on your table. It's going to bring you everlasting joy. So Spirit has an offering for you, but it's not just to pay the three bills. That's the limited thinking. And there's no error that you're thinking that way, because we all have an example. If I went one, they want you to know that, because it's almost like what I'm saying is almost being taken as criticism. It's not criticism. We're all one and we're all mirrors. So by bringing it forth, pointing it out, it's really a teaching example for all of us. Yeah, that felt better for you. Perfect. And see, and this is the other part of it, is our own perception needs adjusting. So if we're still holding shame and guilt because, hey, that's what was passed around at the dinner table growing up, then this needs to be teased out. So trust that. Trust there's no accident that came up for you, because it was showing you what's in the way of your fulfillment. If you can remember that, and this is a teaching for everyone, everything that comes up through the day, I was having a good day and then this happened. I was having a good day and then I remembered that. It's coming up to show us what's blocking our transformation, our abundance. So allow all of it. You don't want to just have a perfect day in the linear. You want every day to bring you closer, to be a clearer and clearer channel for your divine light. That's what makes a good day. 7 boxes of tissues and a box of Oreos later, I'm a clearer channel of light. All right, we're still holding that energy for you because this is your time for transformation. So we're still working with you energetically. I can feel it in my higher heart. There's like sparks, almost like, oh, I don't know what it would be, but just sparks, light, almost like fireflies. So this is light that's being offered to you. When I say offered to you, they want me to, long-winded here. It's not being offered to you as if I'm separate from you. The part of me that's one with you is in agreement with your next page, with your next step. And so that energy is being held for you to take the advantage, for you to come along, for you to play the matching game and say, yes, yes, I agree. All right. Receive that well. All righty then.